Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, mostly cloudy today with a high near 45 degrees. Southwest wind could gust as high as 25 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 28, and on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 41. And in the news for today, Wisconsin PBS Online from a report last week states that on December 1st, the U.S. Supreme Court hears oral arguments in what's described as the most influential abortion case in nearly 50 years. The High Court's action on Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health could overturn Roe v. Wade and criminalize abortions across the country, including in Wisconsin. It's important to really underscore that we're facing the most serious threat to abortion access in this country in 50 years and certainly in the state of Wisconsin, said Tanya Atkinson, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, which supports abortion access. The case to be heard before the High Court is a challenge to a Mississippi law that bans almost all abortions after the 15th week of pregnancy. The case could overrule Roe v. Wade and allow states to restrict pre-viability abortions. Wisconsin has had a law on the books since 1849 criminalizing abortion. It's not being enforced because of Roe v. Wade. However, if Roe is overturned, abortion could once again be a crime in the state of Wisconsin. According to the National Abortion Rights NARAL Pro-Choice America, Wisconsin currently imposes extra restrictions on abortion providers, despite the fact that all health care providers already must comply with a variety of federal and state regulations governing health, safety, building and fire codes, and zoning requirements. Some of the restrictions include Wisconsin placing medically unnecessary restrictions on where abortion services may be provided. Physicians may only provide first trimester abortion services within 30 minutes traveling time of a hospital, with no exception made for rural areas or for medication abortion. Every physician providing abortion services in Wisconsin must have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of the abortion facility. According to its website, NARAL Pro-Choice America supports the legal framework established in Roe v. Wade regarding the right to abortion in the third trimester. Roe allows for restrictions on post-viability abortion so long as they contain adequate exceptions to protect the woman's life and health. The nearly noon news will be following the Supreme Court hearings on Roe once they commence and provide reports concerning any decisions that are made. And briefly today, in a rare joint statement, Wisconsin Senators Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat, and Ron Johnson, a Republican, warned Saturday outsiders may be looking to exploit the tragedy that unfolded last week in Waukesha. It has come to our attention that outside individuals or groups may attempt to exploit the tragedy that occurred last Sunday in Waukesha for their own political purposes, the statement said. As the U.S. senators representing Wisconsin, one from each political party, we are asking anyone considering such action to cease and desist, the statement read. Six people, including an 8-year-old boy, were killed and more than 60 were injured after a driver drove an SUV through a Christmas parade in downtown Waukesha last Sunday. This from a report in this morning's CNN online news service. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.